The Blake Show with Kelly and Todd. We're continuing blown off here. Peter couldn't figure out what happened after what seemed like a great date. Abby says it was something involving Disney. Well, actually, it wasn't a good date. It was. Do you have two dates?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So after, like, we kissed, and then he sang a Disney song.
La 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 la. Prepared, go on and kiss the girl. Whoa, whoa.
There it is.
From Little Mermaid.
Wait. When he after you guys kissed, that's...
I kind of love that.
Oh, my God. What did you do?
I mean, you kissed a girl is what happened.
I kind of love him. Abby, that was the deal breaker?
Oh, Abby.
Well, no, I mean, I was still on the Disney ride.
Okay.
But then we went to his house, Peter, your house. Oh my God, that was the deal breaker.
Oh no.
What's at the house?
Okay, so obviously I love Disney, okay? I who doesn't love happiness? I mean, come on. Obviously, I'm an annual pass holder, and I've been to Disney 18 times total.
Wow.
Okay, that's a lot of time. Man, you know what I never can get? How do you guys afford it?
I know. Jeez. It's wicked expensive.
Hey, that's a good thing. Hey, Abby, listen, you can afford to go 18
right,
times.
True. What was the thing you saw at the house, though, Abby?
Oh, yeah, so he has a painting, I guess, in his bedroom? It's like a picture of him and Mickey Mouse.
Oh,
that I guess was taken
Mickey
there.
Mickey the OG.
Oh, my God. I just think, like, going to Disneyland is something family should do. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, why? Like, you wouldn't go to Disneyland. I don't know.
Disney World, thank you very much. Disney World. Disneyland is a trash place for garbage people. Disney World.
I didn't know there was like a competition between Disney.
Right. I thought it was all Disney.
Wow.
Like, yeah.
No.
This is a thing. Yeah. I have to like, Peter, I think you're super sweet, but.
Our midday, I know I'm going to get a text from Heather.
Oh, me too.
Because Heather, who works our midday show, is a huge Disney fanatic. She would date, she loves her husband, but she would dump him in a heartbeat for you, Peter. Yeah.
It sounds like she gets it.
Right. Yeah, she does. She's texting us right now. I'm surprised I haven't heard from her yet. She must not be. She must not be listening yet. But yeah, I don't know. I mean, it is a divide. I know people who are very judgmental about adults who are into Disney who don't have kids.
Yeah.
Some people see that as weird. I mean, like, Peter, you must have heard that before.
Right.
Sure, but, you know, every now and again, the happy tank needs a refill, and that's how you do it, as far as I'm concerned.
Peter, you are killing me.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. I mean, Abby, look, I get it. Like, is this just not a match, or would you try, you know, another date now with this sort of new perspective, or?
About the happy tank?
No, I mean, would you give it another chance, or have you already made a decision?
I just think it's kind of weird, you know, and I'm so sorry. I just don't think we're a match because of that. Because it kind of seems like it's like a lifestyle for him. So
it does seem like a lifestyle.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just not. Yeah. I'm just.
Okay.
Yeah.
Huh.
Well, Peter, I will say you sound wonderful.
You really do,
I
Peter.
Mean, like, it, you know. It went, there's a difference
Thank
between
you.
Hobbies and things people are like real, like there's a difference between a hobby and
obsession.
Disney stuff. Yeah.
Okay.
I didn't want to say that.
Right. I don't think you're obsessed. I just think you're a happy guy. And hey, the world needs a little bit more happiness.
Yeah.
Hey, some people spell joy D-I-S-N-E-Y with a little ears, and that's it.
Oh my God. You know what, Peter? You are a joy.
You are a joy.
And no hard feelings at all.
You.
And Abby, we're not judging you at all. Just not a match.
Thank you. I mean, I'm a happy person. I'm just not, you know, just not wearing those ears, you know?
Right.
What I mean?
Right.
Right.
Okay.
Sorry, Abby. I'm glad I know, but Well, I guess it's for the best, huh?
Yeah.
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 I guess.
Can you sing the Kiss the Girl song
one more time
for us?
Sha-la-la-la-la-la, don't be scared. You got the mood prepared. Go on and kiss the girl.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Well, Abby, thanks for being honest, and best of luck to you. And Peter, I'm sure that you'll be getting messages from our midday gal, Heather, at any moment.
I look forward to it.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Have a good morning, guys.
Bye, guys.
You too. Okay.
If you're ever getting blown off, go to coast931.com.